This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Spectacular, ladies and gentlemen. That's how I describe it. Spectacular, bumbling, and fumbling, the likes of which I've really never seen, by Robert Mueller. Hands shaking, clearly early stages of dementia. Bumbling throughout, and the Democrats all harping over McGahn and all of that twisted testimony, and it's just now wrapping up. We're going to have the Congressman Johnson, who summed it up for Republicans, I think, best, coming up next segment. We're going to have that here. I think it sums it up best, but here's the bottom line. The Democrats The Democrats are hell-bent on a civil war in this country. And all the dirt is on their side of the equation. But they think they can still selectively go after Trump and take him down, and that because they still control parts of the Justice Department, that they'll be able to intimidate people into letting that one-sided outcome take place. And that's not what the calculus and the math shows. And it's not what the American people are going to put up with either, especially not by a party led by people like Ilhan Omar and AOC. And that is who leads their party. That is who the SJWs are. That is what's being brewed and gestated and birthed out of these so-called universities that are nothing but militant, cancerous polyps bursting forth with giant metastasization. So when we come back, we're going to have the closing comments by the Republican, Congressman Johnson, and then we're going to go right through the most powerful clips throughout this hour of Congressman Ratcliffe, Congressman Gohmert, Congressman Jordan, Congressman Gates, Congressman Buck, Congressman Biggs, and others, because the Democrats all read off the same piece of paper about obstruction and about Trump saying fire and then don't say fire. He's the president. He could fire anyone he wants in the Justice Department. If Congress then thinks that was a bad political move, for a corruption point, they have an indictment in the House, a trial in the Senate. But they don't have the votes for that, so they're not going forward with the constitutional remedy that they have. They're not going forward with that because there's nothing there. So they just continue to act like the president's a Russian agent and that he didn't really get elected because they're the ones trying to steal the last election. They did steal the House in the midterm last year, and they're intending to steal the 2020 election, which they know Trump's going to win in a huge landslide. They've been caught fixing all these polls against the president, fixing polls against other people, election fraud all over the country, millions and millions of people voting the names of dead people. Now we have a Google engineer blows whistle on how they are stealing the election. And this person's gone public, a new Veritas bombshell. It's all up on Infowars.com. And Infowars.com also has a live show you can spread to others at Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
All in all, it's just a hit, and a brick is no more.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribe Star, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now, and we're very excited to be involved at Subscribe Star. So be sure and join me at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Wednesday, July 24, 2019, global transmission. And, wow, what an incredible time to be alive. The wheels have come off completely for the Democrats on so many fronts, and we've got that exciting news throughout the next 4 hours for you, obviously, before the war room comes on with our own Owen Schroyer right here at the ATX InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. But wow, the Democrats all read off the same script. They brought up McGahn, Trump's lawyer, and, well, Trump said, fire him. Well, maybe don't fire him. And, ooh, that's obstruction. No, it's not, because they told the president he wasn't under criminal investigation. Plus, the president controls the executive branch, so you can only remove the president via Congress and impeachment. And they know all that. But they think the public's ignorant, so they're playing along with no one's above the law. That's all they had. When the truth is, this is the mouse that roared versus the lion. There's nothing there on Trump. All the collusion with foreign governments is by the Democrats. Hating America is their staple. It's who they are. And so there was Mueller knowing that all the crimes were committed by his team, that they were a rogue group set up by Rosenstein after Trump got elected, that had been operating in secret. And then once they got in, they set up the special counsel when Trump was smart and got rid of Comey as a way to remove Trump from office. And that's what the emails say. That's what the text messages say. And they even paid their wives and husbands millions of dollars to run the threat fusion GPS garbage. So the crimes are so numerous, and the lying to Congress and the perjury is just absolutely stunning. And then Bill Barr is there to cover all this up and to make peace with Trump. But the Democrats won't even follow the deal that they've made inside the DOJ with Trump, that he won't prosecute them. He'll leave them alone, and they just get out of the way and let us make America great again. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. And the Democrats are so politically blind and believe MSM that they're winning and believe all their fake polls, that they're smoking their own dope and going over the edge of a cliff with Ilhan Omar and AOC and the rest of these harpies. I've got legions of articles here. ABC hides approval surge with voters, says Trump's in trouble. Google engineer blows whistle. We are going to just let the biggest tech companies decide who wins every election from now on. That's all coming up in about an hour and a half. But it'll take an hour and a half to go through the most important areas of the testimony today. And they're all so good. I was going to start with Congressman Johnson closing, but let's just go to Congressman Ratcliffe laying out the fact that Mueller absolutely didn't even follow the special counsel rules or any of it and is a fraud. Here it is.
Good morning, Director. If you'll let me quickly summarize your opening statement this morning. You said in Volume 1 on the issue of conspiracy, the special counsel determined that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. And then in Volume 2, for reasons that you explained, the special counsel did not make a determination on whether there was an obstruction of justice crime committed by the president. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in explaining the special counsel did not make what you called a traditional prosecution or declination decision, the report on the bottom of page 2 of volume 2 reads as follows. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Now, I read that correctly?
Yes.
All right. Now, your report, and today you said that at all times the special counsel team operated under, was guided by, and followed Justice Department policies and principles. So which DOJ policy or principle sets forth a legal standard that an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined?
Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. Which DOJ policy or principle set forth a legal standard that an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined? Where does that language come from, Director? Where is the DOJ policy that says that? Let me make it easier.
Go ahead.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique
situation. Well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it. Now, Director, the special counsel applied this inverted burden of proof that I can't find and you said doesn't exist anywhere in the department policies, and you used it to write a report. And the very first line of your report, says, and you, as you read this morning, it authorizes the special counsel to provide the attorney general with a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions reached by the special counsel. That's the very first word of your report, right?
That's correct.
Here's the problem, Director. The special counsel didn't do that. On volume one, you did. On volume two, with respect to potential obstruction of justice, the special counsel made neither a prosecution decision or a declination decision. You made no decision. You told us this morning and in your report that you made no determination. So respectfully, Director, you didn't follow the special counsel regulations. It clearly says write a confidential report about decisions reached. Nowhere in here does it say write a report about decisions that weren't reached. You wrote 180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged or decided. And respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged. So Americans need to know this as they listen to the Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle, as they do dramatic readings from this report, that volume two of this report was not authorized under the law to be written. It was written to a legal standard that does not exist at the Justice Department. And it was written in violation of every DOJ principle about extra prosecutorial commentary. I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. He's not. But he damn sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where volume two of this report puts him.
That's right. A total witch hunt, in their own words, in their own documents, designed to remove him from office. 30-plus people, all of them Democrats except Robert Mueller. And then he works for both sides in the deep state. This is just an astounding, astonishing time to be alive. And I'm not going to bore you with what the Democrats have to say. I guess I'll play some of it, but it's all, they read off the same piece of paper. McGahn, over and over again. And sure, we all know the Russiagate thing's a fraud, but imagine how much time it stalled Trump trying to fix the country. And how it lets the Democrats run around and call everybody Russian agents. You know, they have congressional hearings all the time. We play them here where they say Alex Jones works for the Russians. That's why we're running CIA operations on the Internet to shut him down. I am under attack by the deep state, just like the president is. These people are criminal terrorists. There needs to be racketeering investigations of these criminals now. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hearing. We're going to play the important parts, in my view. That means none of the Democrats, because they just repeat the same thing like a bunch of satanic parrots. But this right here, this other news coming up by the middle of the next hour, is really serious. Yesterday, we led with the fact that the Democrats and others are working with the Chi-Coms, with the EU, to plunge the U.S. economy. They admit to hurt Trump and hurt the American people. If that isn't treason, then I don't know what is. And now, J.P. Morgan warns dollar could lose status as world's dominant currency, and they basically encourage rating agencies to devalue the dollar. When the Chinese currency is way overinflated compared to ours, and ours is inflated too, and they're the ones racing to do it, putting us in this impossible position, and then J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, all these groups are cheerleading for the Chi-Coms. Remember when the outgoing head of Goldman Sachs last year told Trump, "You'll never stop China. The American century's over." I mean, these are nasty people. I had Thomas Barnett on one time, about to go live. He's one of these globalists that teaches, you know, get rid of America. America is part of world government now. And I had him on. He thought I was Alex S. Jones of the Shorenstein Center. John Harmon heard this. It was back when he was producing the show, like 10 years ago. Because John had him on the line with me. He goes, "I'm not coming on." And I go, "Listen, we're going to defeat globalism." He goes, "You'll never beat us, you American." And I was like, "Ooh." And he goes, "That's right. You'll never beat us." He actually talked like a demon. Like when Bilbo Baggins reaches for the ring in Lord of the Rings and he wants it away from Frodo. He goes, "It's mine. Give it to me." He goes, "You'll never beat us, you Americans." And I was like, "Oh, you admit it?" He goes, "That's right. You'll never stop us, you Alex Jones." He was just, and I said, "Come on, you're afraid to come on." He goes, hung the phone up. Literally going, And now they're on TV. America was never great. It'll never be great. Oh, these Americans, they talk about America. They're proud of America. And then you got this right here. That's coming up. This Google info is like as big as the biggest thing ever that came out a month ago that we all forgot about already. Undercover videos, internal documents pouring out, the dam breaking, Google fixing everything, planning to steal the election openly, red-handed. The president of the whole operations for Google and their censorship, their new projects initiatives, the director, the El Presidente, saying it on video. The money shot. Now another big executive comes out and says they're stealing everything. This time public. The dam broke. When the levee breaks, they have no place to stay. Going down now, down to Chicago. I'm already digressing. I need to get to this next clip. But that's just, it's a frenzy of news and information here. All of it, more over the top than the last. National Review, the Never Trumpers, the neocons, the people that would control the conservative movement in America, the people that would shut me up or Matt Drudge up, not going to work, or Trump up. National Review helped Jeffrey Epstein rehab his image after child solicitation conviction. A slap on the wrist. What a group of dirty old men, man. They're afraid of full-grown women. They want to creep around with your 12-year-old daughter. Ugh. Oh, speaking of creeping around, we had that creep on yesterday who was trolling everybody. It was a big joke. And evidence is mounting that those weren't fake tweets. Those were his tweets. And people are going to the Wayback Machines. We got an investigation going. He came back on Owen Schroyer's show by the time I'd learned more, and I went after him. That's coming up. We're going to post the boil down of that to InfoWars.com. In the next few hours, we're going to play that here. It was just unbelievable. This is the guy that tries to organize 12-year-old topless parties. Bring your daughters to the community pool, and then, but no parents allowed. Bring your daughters topless to me, and parents don't come around. That's 100% sexualization and a spider building a big web and saying, flies, come land here as it cleans its fangs. And I was trying to be somewhat nice to get him to admit more on air. But instead, it was all a big PR stunt, a facelift operation. Well, if you think you were under investigation before, buddy boy, mister, little man, then you really are under investigation now. So you get ready. InfoWars is going to be coming into your domain and is sending out our little feelers and our little tentacles right now. And our tentacles have already found a lot of information. So, you think you trolled us? Think again, fat boy. Now, let's get serious here. When I come back, I'll play the clip. The summation, that is one of the most powerful moments of the hearing that just ended 20 minutes ago. And then there's so much more that we're going to be getting into here on air. You realize in California, they say that I'll be arrested for calling that fat man with pink lipstick a man. He is a man. He is a man. He is a man. And we all try to show that we're not hateful, go, okay, you're a woman. And it's like, okay, next, bring me your topless daughters. And all over the country and all over Canada, kids now come because it's all run by the same people, and they ride horsey on men's genitals. Big fat men have kids riding them, cowboy. Hit them out, grab them in, move them out, roll hard. This ain't Rowdy Yates, ladies and gentlemen. And I was watching old Rawhide episodes the other day. It's so good. So, it's a man, baby. Dude looked like a lady. That's all coming up. Infidel defilers. They're all drowned in lakes of blood. It's not a threat to anybody. I'd like to quote False of Doom. Some of that great writing by the great folks that wrote that. I got a chance to meet the guy that wrote that's daughter. She's a very nice lady. But I'll leave it at that. A lot of stuff going on in D.C. Millis. And Oliver Stone wrote that. Conan the Barbarian, such a good movie. Conan the Destroyer is a terrible, appalling movie. All right, I'm going to get refocused when we come back. And thinking about real women versus fat men and pink bubblegum lipstick and the obscenity of it all.
Bring me your children. Show me you're open and not hateful of me.
While he rides around at Walmart in his little dart machine because he's too lazy to walk. It's all about selfishness. It's all about not respecting you and your children. It's all about usurping the power of women. My perverted, sick men will be back with the destruction of Mueller straight ahead.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite. of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That's a two-edged sword. Alex Jones here back live. I chose to pull the shortest straw. I chose to make history. I chose to be demonized and probably destroyed in my time, but to change the world in the future for the better. That's called leadership. And you can make no mistake that Donald John Trump is trying to execute that same operation, and that's why he's so hated. He's certainly not perfect, but almost every attack leveled on him and every false charge levied against him is patently false. So when the mainstream media is up there telling you that Trump's the biggest liar the planet ever saw, and, oh, look, we got 100 containers of gumballs here, each gumball is a lie, it's all theater and stunt. And look, I know you know that. But weak-minded people buy into it, and that's why they're so crazed, because they believe a literal Hitler that has put children in cages and is killing them and making people drink out of toilets is in charge. And every day, every minute, they're told it's an affront, and they're told that this guy's bad and his supporters are bad. And his supporters have got to be crushed. They've got to be destroyed. They've got to be hit in the head with steel pipes. They've got to be shot at. They've got to be firebombed. Coming up next hour, after going to these clips, Ted Cruz urges FBI to open RICO investigation into Antifa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that. By the way, something on Ted Cruz that I want to get to later. Maybe a message to Ted Cruz. Because I ran into him, and I didn't know that last time I was in D.C., well, for the inauguration, not last time I was there, I didn't know that I was literally, the condo I rented was next door to him. So we come out, and out of the dark, because the light was off at the end of the hall, where our condos were at the end of the building, because we both had, I guess, corner, three-bedroom condos, so I had my security people and stuff in there. And out of the dark comes Ted Cruz looking like Count Dracula. You know, that's his nickname. But he literally glides out of the dark and goes, Alex Jones. And I shot video of it. And people have seen it. And we had a talk. And we talked off air as well. And basically talked about burying the hatchet. And then I'm always saying I'm going to send this message to Ted Cruz. But then I never get to it here on air. So maybe later in the third hour, if you guys remind me, we'll get that footage when I talk to Ted Cruz. And then we'll talk about the fact that he told the Washington Post that, you know, that I'm this terrible person, but I still deserve my free speech because I said his dad killed Kennedy. I didn't say your dad killed Kennedy. I said your dad clearly worked for the CIA and lived in the area when it happened and was connected to the anti-communist groups, and Trump talked about that. That's Roger Stone said that. And then Trump, I covered it. But see, oh, Alex Jones lied about my dad. My dad almost sued him. And that's not true. So I said I'd get to these clips, but I'm all over the map today, as you can see. Let's go ahead and get to the opening of the beginning of the civil war that we're seeing unfold inside the Justice Department and inside D.C. Because the fact that they're not stopping when the investigation is the crime and are going ahead against Trump shows that Trump and others will go ahead and take the gloves off, which is already happening, and a bunch of their people are going to get indicted. So that means the Democrats are going to war at an even greater level. And that means historically they're going to try to assassinate the president. So here's Representative Mike Johnson, the Republican, closing out the Mueller culmination of the witch hunt hearings today.
As the closer for the Republican side, I know you're glad to get to the close, I want to summarize the highlights of what we have heard and what we know. You spent 2 years and nearly $30 million taxpayer dollars and unlimited resources to prepare a nearly 450-page report, which you describe today as very thorough. Millions of Americans today maintain genuine concerns about your work, in large part because of the infamous and widely publicized bias of your investigating team members, which we now know included 14 Democrats and zero Republicans. Campaign finance reports later showed that team, excuse me, it's my time, that team of Democrat investigators you hired donated more than $60,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign and other Democratic candidates. Your team also included Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, which have been discussed today, and they had the lurid text messages that confirmed they openly mocked and hated Donald Trump and his supporters, and they vowed to take him out. Mr. Ratcliffe asked you earlier this morning, quote, can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined, unquote. You answered, I cannot. Sir, that is unprecedented. The president believed from the very beginning that you and your special counsel team had serious conflicts. This is stated in the report and acknowledged by everybody. And yet, President Trump cooperated fully with the investigation. He knew he had done nothing wrong, and he encouraged all witnesses to cooperate with the investigation and produce more than 1.4 million pages of information and allowed over 40 witnesses who were directly affiliated with the White House or his campaign.
By the way, hit pause. Please back that up 20 seconds. Think about this. This is all true. Trump gave over unprecedented emails, all of the campaign emails, not just emails that they corresponded with people. He gave them all, millions, I forget the number, like 30 million, to be data mined, to be put into Democrat databases, all this. But okay, the media said, if you don't give us everything, you're hiding it. And then they would have stuff in the news like, WikiLeaks sent the code keys to Donald Trump Jr. before WikiLeaks. And then you get the date. It's a month after everybody got those WikiLeaks emails because they would send the email out. Everyone would forward it with the code key to go and get the information off of their server. But the media knew it was a month after that email had been sent out. And they knew it had been sent to Don Jr. and that Don Jr. hadn't even opened it. That's just one little microcosm, one little factoid. It's like as soon as I get sued for Sandy Hook, I get sent Sandy Hook articles with hidden embedded code. The code makes the child porn. Then the Democrats that work for Hillary sue me in discovery, demand any email that has the name Sandy Hook in it, and then computer scan it and find the hidden child porn. And then we start getting calls from the media. Oh, it was being leaked. It was being prepared. That's why I exposed it. And the national media ran the headline, Alex Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families. Well, guess what? It blew up in your face. It failed. Our support exploded after that. Because people understand who the Democrats are, and they know what they're up to. And a lot of Democrats who aren't as evil as the people running the party have told me publicly and privately that they are leaving the party because of what they've seen done to Trump and done to me and done to countless others because they understand that it is a criminal mafia. Let's go back to the congressman.
Special counsel team had serious conflicts. This is stated in the report and acknowledged by everybody. And yet, President Trump cooperated fully with the investigation. He knew he had done nothing wrong, and he encouraged all witnesses to cooperate with the investigation and produce more than 1.4 million pages of information and allowed over 40 witnesses who were directly affiliated with the White House or his campaign. Your report acknowledges on page 61, volume 2, that a volume of evidence exists of the president telling many people privately, quote, the president was concerned about the impact of the Russian investigation on his ability to govern and to address important foreign relations issues and even matters of national security. And on page 174, volume 2, your report also acknowledges that the Supreme Court has held, quote, the president's removal powers are at their zenith with respect to principal officers, that is, officers who must be appointed by the president and who report to him directly. The president's exclusive and illimitable power of removal of those principal officers furthers the president's ability to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed, unquote. And that would even include the attorney general. Look, in spite of all of that, nothing ever happened to stop or impede your special counsel's investigation. Nobody was fired by the president. Nothing was curtailed, and the investigation continued unencumbered.
That's right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The investigation is the crime. They all committed crimes. They all need to go to jail.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jones, your host. Well, I tell you, the bullet hit the bone today. Woo! I won't get up on air and say that the Democrats are bleeding to death politically. And I don't see it happening. I don't do the type of stuff they do where they just hype things up and hope they come true. So when I see blood and I smell blood, it's amazing. I mean, there's blood on the streets. It's up to my ankles, to quote Jim Morrison. There's blood on the street, it's up to my ankles. These people have gone so far, they've committed such massive crimes. And that's why I'm particularly irritated today. When I got into the office, I've been watching the hearing since it started. While I was working out this morning, and before that when I was having a little breakfast with my children, with all four of my children, media says I don't have custody of my children, I have full custody. Just more hoaxes. That's why I'll be out on the street and they'll have to walk by and go, F your family, because they'll see all my kids, and my kids all look great, and I'm happy, and my great-looking wife and everything, and they just go, what? F your family! What a group of trash you are. But anyways, the reason it gives me a headache is I was watching the testimony, and I've got this clip. It was like 9:30 or so I saw it. So I'm going through all these clips trying to find the spot. I think it was when he was talking to Biggs, Congressman Biggs. And Mueller says he doesn't remember meeting with Rosenstein and Attorney General at the time, Jeff Sessions. And he's obviously lying. It's the worst lying. His hands are shaking. And this was the day that Comey got fired. And Mueller wanted the job. It's all about the power structure. Being in charge of the Justice Department so they can run the drugs and the cocaine and do whatever they want. And, of course, they know with Trump, it's not business as usual. The U.S. government's not going to traffic in narcotics. That's another reason they're so pissed, and all God's children and MS-13 and all of this. They don't know what to do. Because since the Poppy Bush days, they're shipping the drugs in. There's a new sheriff in town. This can't be allowed. And so remember, Comey told Trump, you're not under criminal investigation. Of course, now we know they were running an illegal, secret criminal investigation of Trump and his associates, including yours truly. And they use that investigation as the fake reason to say, take his bank ratings away, take his websites away, kick him off this, he's a Russian, he'll be arrested, Trump will be arrested. And they use this giant bluff to almost overthrow Trump in this country. And that's why I'm so upset. But we got to find that clip. Because I was sitting there watching it right when I was finishing my workout, and it was so powerful. Mueller was asked, do you remember this meeting that day? Remember that meeting? Because they're all signed in meetings that are on record. Of course he remembers meeting and trying to get the job. Of course he remembers meeting and scheming with Rosenstein and with the Attorney General the day of and the day after when they decided to launch the special counsel. Because they didn't keep the old deep state in. Trump was kicking the deep state out. They got dirt on Sessions, Rosenstein. They told Sessions, we're going to show you in that KKK outfit, buddy, 45 years ago, if you don't get down there and polish it. Now get on your knees, zip. It's not about sex, Gary. I don't mean to be graphic, but that's how it works with these bum lawyers, all arrogant up their perch like a bunch of vultures, hoping America can be sold off and cut up. That's all they are, is a bunch of corporate raiders. They're a bunch of trash, a bunch of sellouts. And now they don't know what to do anymore. Because everybody's been threatened into going along with them so far, believing they would get back in power. Well, guess what? You're not getting back in power. We've just begun to dig your ass out. I'm winning. Trump's winning. America's winning. You're losing. You're the losers. It's emblematic that all their leaders, Mueller and Hillary and people like the presumptive Democrat candidate Joe Biden can hardly talk. Their hands are shaking. They don't know what planet they're on because they're scared and they're cornered and they know there's criminal investigations and they know the fires of hell are lapping up at them like they're on a rotisserie spit. And they look over and I and Trump, the American people, and all of us are just slow basting them. Put a little butter on top. Put some pepper on there. Maybe a little garlic. You know how much Hillary likes garlic. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. As von Bismarck once said, God loves children, drunks, the United States of America. And they all thought America was down for the count. And now they're all showing us who they are and what they stand for. And they are imploding. Let's go ahead. They found the Biggs clip. And then I'm going to go back to Representative Mike Johnson and when he was closing it out. Here is Mueller clearly perjuring himself unless he's got full-on Alzheimer's, which I could kind of believe. He had to have the never-Trumper lawyer that Trump hates so much sitting there telling him what to say. Here it is.
Mr. Mueller, evidence suggests that on May 10th, 2017, at approximately 7:45 a.m., 6 days before the DAG, so Deputy Attorney General appointed you special counsel, Mr. Rosenstein called you and mentioned the appointment of a special counsel. Not necessarily that you'd be appointed, but that you had a discussion of that. Is that true? May 10th, 2017.
I don't have any knowledge of that occurring.
You don't have any knowledge, or you don't recall?
I don't have any knowledge.
Evidence also suggests
that... Given that what I saw you do, are you questioning that?
I just find it intriguing. Let me just tell you that there's evidence that suggests that phone call took place and that that's what was said. So let's move to the next question. Evidence suggests that also on May 12, 2017, 5 days before the DAG appointed you special counsel, you met with Mr. Rosenstein in person. Did you discuss the appointment of a special counsel then? Not necessarily that you, but that there would be a special counsel.
I've gone into waters that don't allow me to give you an answer to that particular question. It relates to the internal discussions he would have in terms of indicting an individual.
It has nothing to do with indictment. It has to do with special counsel and whether you discussed that with Mr. Rosenstein. Evidence also suggests that on May 13, 4 days before you were appointed special counsel, you met with former Attorney General Sessions and Rosenstein, and you spoke about special counsel. Do you remember that?
Not offhand, no.
Okay. And on May 16th, the day before you were appointed special counsel, you met with the President and Rod Rosenstein. Do you remember having that meeting?
Yes.
And discussion of the position of FBI director took place. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And did you discuss at any time in that meeting Mr. Comey's termination?
No.
Did you discuss at any time in that meeting the potential appointment of a special counsel? Not necessarily you, but just in general terms.
I can't get into the discussions on that.
How many times did you speak to Mr. Rosenstein before May 17th, which is the day you got appointed, regarding the appointment of a special counsel? How many times prior to that did you discuss?
I can't tell you how many times.
Is that because you don't recall, or are you just...
I do not recall.
Okay. Thank you. How many times did you speak with Mr. Comey about any investigations pertaining to Russia prior to May 17, 2017? Did you have any?
At all.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay.
That's all perjury, folks. And, again, you think he's meeting all these times in the days leading up to this with the attorney general and people about the fact that Trump's getting ready to fire Comey and can he be put in? And that's even come out, those meetings happen. He's saying, I have no memory of those meetings because that's where they hatch the plot to take their secret illegal investigations, already getting millions of dollars of FBI money paid to their families to go around the internet and cook up BS so their lazy, stupid husbands and wives could get $500,000, $1 million apiece to just come up with BS. That's what these criminals are up to. It's amazing. We're going to go to break. He was doddering. He looks like he's had a frontal lobotomy. He's emblematic of a collapsing state. And there's a funny Jack Posobiec tweet. Imagine if Mueller took BrainForce. That's right, BrainForce Plus, discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, Drudge says he's dazed and confused. He really could have used some. InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off DNA Force Plus and 50% off as well of Supernova Vitality. DNA Force Plus is the ultimate for longevity, for health, for your telomeres, for your DNA, for everything. DNA Force, 50% off right now, and fund the Second American Revolution.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.